slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Always remember, try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner awareness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed. Then maintain your heedfulness in daily life. Body and mind as one. Slow down your thought action. Every action, every movement, your mind follow. Then later on, this mind will become more and more quiet, more and more heedful, more and more with the moment, then less and less thinking. That's how from heedless it will transform to heedful. So if you can train in a retreat, then it will be easier to train in daily life. If retreat also under such conducive condition you can't do it, then very difficult to train in daily life. So meditation is to be developed with understanding. When you understand, you know what are you doing, then you don't just become gullible. You don't just slow everything down. No. Especially your action. The mind, when it's mindful, is aware, it will know what to do. It will do things very naturally. And mindfully need not be slow. To be mindful is not to think you can. But you don't think you cannot live life. So you have to have a balance. Then your senses are fully active in life. If your senses are fully active, sense data will come in. Then upon contact, consciousness will arise. Then your mind, if it's not heedful, it's very difficult to cope with life. But every moment of sense door contact, consciousness will arise. Then you input your content. Then through your wrong view, you do a lot of funny things. Then your content of consciousness have evil roots. That is how suffering comes to be. Then the thought become wrong thought. So the criteria to check thought is very easy, like Sabha Asabak Sutta. Whatever thought you attend to, if it's wrong thought, then the defilement or asabak or kilesa, they will increase. What are the defilement? What are the kilesa? They are your greed, your hatred, your delusion, your anger, your fear, your worry, your anxiety, your sadness, your sorrow and lamentation. So all this can arise when you attend to wrong thing. How do you relate to life is very important. That's why people who has problem, especially those deluded, heedless people, and a lot of this is because of karmic. Then you don't have the Dhamma, you don't have right view, right understanding, then you react to what happened. Then you come out with your own views and opinion of what this is. Then you try your best, do this, do that, yet nothing works. It becomes like more and more worse, more and more entangled. Then if you hold on to this suffering for very long, it will make you depressed. And you have depression. Because the frequent unhappiness will make a person very depressed. Then you hold on to all this unhappiness because you think a lot inside there. So your mind got no more space. You are caught in a cocoon of thought. You cannot come out of it. So the Buddha Dhamma actually is the best medicine to heal. No need drug, anything. The moment you understand, you can come out of it. What are the things that can make you unhappy, miserable, and afflicted. It's the first noble truth reality. And the most common one I realize nowadays is either health problem, those are more serious. Then the other one is separation, relationship failure especially, affecting many, many people. Mm-hmm. Separation can come in many forms, especially pending divorce or some even not married. They are actually happening to youngsters. Their relationship breaks down. Their loved one decides to stop the relationship. Then some, even though married, not divorced, but the relationship is very, very sour. So it gives rise to a lot of problems. Sometimes both sides suffer. So what I want to share with you is there are real life situations that came to consult me. Then I help them in many ways. There was this one very good classical way is in the Tuesday class, I remember, there was a Kayanamita. Then because of all this, she came to understand, because it was mainly between her mother and the father. So they were having problem. The dad, like every time, bully the mother until the mother got a lot of fear. Then it's been, I think, quite long, if I'm not wrong, 20-30 years. Then the mother every time complained to the daughter when the daughter come back. Then this daughter, one day, not long ago, I think about 2 years, at the most it's 2 years, because of brother's song, they were colleagues. She actually, that night, asked brother song, "Are you going anywhere?" Brother song said, "Yeah, I have to attend a Dhamma class." He said, "Dhamma class? Where?" He said, "PJSS2, Brother Teo's place. Can I follow her?" She just asked like that. That's how she came. Then the first session, the first time, she has affinity Kuan Yin also, and she has affinity with the Dhamma, but nobody can teach her this type of Dhamma. So she waited until everybody finished already. Then normally we have our food sharing, people will bring. Then after that we will go. Wait until everybody gone. Then she stay back with Song. I remember it was 11:30 p.m. Song say, "Brother, Sister Lai got got something to ask you." I said, "Can." And she asked me. She also English no good one, I tell you. Her English is very good. Every time, like Brother Song, prefer to use English. Prefer to use Mandarin, because they are Chinese educated, if I'm not wrong. So he said, "How come the Dhamma she heard?" Because the early day she used to go around, and sometimes the mother also bring her. He said, "All the Dhamma she heard is very different from what I share. And what I share like impact upon her." Then she also got some gifted ability. Got some good friend up there also. Then I think he received certain good messages. Then after that I talked to her, because I knew for a person first time attend a class can understand and like rejoice, then want to know more. I know their past is good. They can understand. And I told her, okay, now you listen. I just expound to her the first noble truth and second noble truth. After that, she like full of gratitude. You haven't heard before this type of explanation and understanding. Then after that, I think she was gifted. You know, she reflect on them. Then somehow, her past cultivation also helped come back to her. Because once she got the right Dhamma, the right understanding, then she can actually inherit all those things. And then she can relate, then she meditate. Then she moved very fast. Then later on, she was full of joy. She came and shared with me to cut the matter short. Later part, she came and talked to me, said, Brother Teo, in Mandarin, he said, human being very funny, he said, 众生喜欢玩痛苦的游戏, you understand the meaning? Human being, he said, like to play the game of suffering. Got such game? You like to play the game of suffering? He said, after she understood, she went back. The mother again, wow, repeat. 20 over years, really repeat. Tell the same complaint and story to the doctor. But that's the only outlet to pour out whatever you have. Then she looked at the mom. She smiled. She said, Mommy, 够了啦, 玩了20多年还要玩呗? The mother can't understand. Yeah, you are playing the game of suffering for 25 years. You're telling me the same thing. You have been holding on to this suffering, complaining about your dad, sorry, your husband. They're not do this, they're not. Very fearful of the husband. Every time she go out, she very scared. If she not around, then the husband wants something. She cannot. And many other things. Then the mother actually went through a lot of suffering. Then Polai also initially got a lot of bad patches in her life, the early life, until she connect to the thing. Then he explained to the mother, 你知道什么是痛苦的游戏吗? Do you understand what is the game of suffering or not? The game of suffering is when you hold on to some thought, when you hold on to some problem, and you don't know how to resolve it, you keep it inside, it bottle up. Then it becomes worse and worse, where you every time think and think and think. The more you think, the more miserable, the more unhappy. But they didn't know that that is suffering. No. They always say, why me? You know what is that? No? Water means my life, he said. Like certain people, they say, karma la, I accept la. Understand? The Buddha where got teach la, that one. The Buddha said there is a law of karma. But it doesn't mean that you cannot do anything about it, understand? No? You cannot say, karma la, so what can I do? Then you become very miserable. Then you say, I have to. This is not the way. The Buddha never teach like that. The Buddha say you have to wake up to this understanding that there is a law of karma that governs all action, all activity, action, speech and thought. If you don't take care of karma, you create negativity, evil root, then it will be recorded. Then when there is condition, it will like friction, hit back. You reap what you sow. Do good because good, do evil because evil. 种因结果, 种善因结善果, 种恶因结恶果. This is the nature's law, very fair. So you have to understand. Then each and every one of us is we are born of karma, head of karma, conditions of karma. You are what you are because of your karma. So if you understand that it is karma, so whatever suffering that you are going through, first thing you must do is you have to accept that reality means there are some causes and conditions behind karmic in nature. When you accept that reality, then you are at peace. Otherwise, you're very angry, you know. You're angry with who? Angry with yourself. You say, I, that Sakayaditi, self-delusion, got this type of karma. And the worst is people tell you, lue inko la, your karma la. Then what happened? That's why a lot of Chinese get into trouble. Then they become very unhappy, very, very miserable. Then they say, my life is very, very miserable. What do you mean, how cool? Then, why inko? So they thought nothing can be done. But the Buddha said, there are a lot of things you can do. You only have to follow his advice. Then everything will turn around. So if you know it's law of karma, first thing, what must you do? What must you do? This is to help people who has first noble truth problem, who are already in depression or in the virtual depression. So first thing, what must you do? Very good. First thing you must do is, to ask for forgiveness. Then determine not to do it again. You really ask for forgiveness, then you are willing to repent. Chanhui, Qing Yan Lam. When you do this, the law of karma is very, very powerful. Immediately you do that, sincerely, over a period, maybe 2 or 3 months, sincerely, in front of the Buddha, can be at home, no need to go to temple. Then you follow what I wrote in the chanting book. What page is it? 17, 17, I think, yeah. Correct, Is it 17? 16 to 17. I think 17 only. Asking for forgiveness. Whomsoever from the distant past, whether knowingly or unknowingly that you have caused any suffering, misery, or karmic negativity, or misled, you would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness and determine not to repeat all these wrong actions, where you understand through the Dhamma that these are evil actions, evil karmic consequence. So when you do that, you actually already allow your mind to be at peace, understand? Well, you don't blame people anymore, understand? Don't blame. Then you don't blame others, you don't blame yourself. You accept that this is the reality based on the law of karma. So, this will lead to acceptance. Then the nature's law is very funny. When you have the sincerity to ask for forgiveness, just like in society, when you ask for forgiveness genuinely, people will tend to like forgive you, understand? It's okay, never mind. Otherwise, you deludedly react to all those things, then you blame around, you will have worse karma, understand? So this is the first thing to do. to develop acceptance of what happened, then you're willing to ask for forgiveness because you understand in the past you must have caused this suffering to people. Now suffering happened to you. That's why it's just like Polai's mother. Then he said, for 20 over years you have been living life like that, every time fearful, every time miserable, then accumulate until depressed. Then every time nothing to pour, nobody to pour to, every time pour to me. So he said, you suffer, that suffer. Then I listen to you, I don't have Dhamma, I also suffer. So karmic is like that, you know, sometimes you owe each other karmic debt. So when they come, not only you suffer, actually your husband also suffer, both also suffer. So you don't understand. But the moment you ask for forgiveness, it has this effect. The first thing you want it to help you is the karmic obstruction must be broken. So this acceptance and asking for forgiveness, forgiveness. It's very important. It can help you to break. Can help you to break. The karmic obstruction. If the karmic obstruction is not broken, nobody in this universe can help you. Because everything you do, the obstruction will obstruct you. Then nothing seems to work on. So that's why this one is very important. A lot of people don't know. Then they go and try, see medium, see doctor, see psychiatrist, see everything. It becomes worse and worse. Some got slight improvement, but it's not permanent, the solution. Then sometimes if you have good karma, you meet the right people, then they can help you in certain way. But whatever they do, they have to end up seeking forgiveness. Then after that, the advice of the Buddha is what? To avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind. So you must follow the advice of the Buddha, second one. Advice of Buddha. So to avoid all evil, then do good or cultivate virtue, then purify your mind. Avoid all evil, what must you do? Train your mind to be heedful, then keep precept. Then you must have heedfulness. Otherwise you cannot keep precept. Then you must have this Dhamma understanding of what constitutes evil and all those things. Then the four right effort to purify it also. Doing good is to cultivate virtue. Now this virtue is very important. Virtue are goodness, wholesomeness. So like I share with you all, gratitude, love, humility, sincerity, honesty and all those things, then generosity. So you can reflect and contemplate often so that your mind state are always the happiest mind state, the right thought that can bring about peace, harmony. If you love yourself, you must have more and more of this right thought. Otherwise, you every time think of the fearful thing, the unhappy thing, the thing that make you miserable, like the First Noble Truth Reality, then that fear becomes more and more severe. Then you enter depression. That's why you cannot. But all your thoughts are wrong thought. Most of the time, 90% is wrong thought. So, how do you cultivate this type of virtuous thought? A good thought. You must have gratitude, just like what Mimi was trying to share with us. And a lot of those Kayamita who cultivate, they have this gratitude. That's why they came and asked for forgiveness. They express and pay respect and express their gratitude and thank. So that is one other way. But a more powerful way is to reflect. First is to love yourself and to love your parents, because they give birth to you. They carry you for 10 months. They suffer so much. Then they care for you. They provide for you. They raise you. Then they sacrifice for you. So all this, you must have gratitude. You must thank them and have gratitude towards what they have given you. Then when you have that, your children will have gratitude towards you as well. Then when you have gratitude, you become very different. You treat your parents differently. Understand? Then no matter how sick they are, how difficult they are, you will do all your best to try to take care of them, just like how Christine take care of the mother. Then you will have a lot of good thought, because you treasure what they have done for you. You have a lot of gratitude towards them. Then you wish them well. Then you always would like to talk to them so that they feel happy, not neglected and all those things. Then you hold their hand. I tell you, your parents will be very happy. Then you can also radiate metta, wishing them long life and good health. Then wishing them well-being and happiness and all things. Then have more and more kindness towards not only your parents, towards others. Then learn to rejoice with whatever goodness that people have done. Then thank them for what they have actually done to help you and all of humanity. So these four Brahma Vihara of love, compassion, gratitude, or gratitude is not inside, but gratitude is part of the wholesome state, and mudita, which is rejoicing, all this can make your mind very wholesome. So when you cultivate goodness, is to cultivate all the generosity, the sincerity, the good thought and all that. So through contemplation, and to develop humility, to develop respect, to develop gratitude, all this will make your mind very beautiful. Like you always say, kanan, kanan, kanan is gratitude. So when you have gratitude, your heart open up, you become beautiful. So this part, you must understand it correctly. Because some people are deluded, no? They go and do all those things. They go and donate here, release the bird and all. Say, oh, they say this is doing good. And that is not doing good. Your action is based on what? Greed for merit, you know. Then you say, I'm not selfish, no. I do all this for my loved one, no. For my children, no. For my husband, no. For my parents, no. But you don't know. You never check. The action you do is based on, there's a motive behind. For good merit. You think this is doing good. No matter what, if there is a evil root behind any action, it is not the real good. Yes or no? You have some form of maybe good karma. But to the cultivator, to the enlightened being, as long as it's tinted with evil root, there is no real good. So why you want to do all this? You might as well compose your mind, have faith, pay one respect. That wholesomeness is so much higher than what you do. That is the real good. Then radiate love and metta, wishing all living beings well and happy. This is so much better. Then repent, have gratitude, have love, have care. This is no need money and yet very powerful. Then when you understand the Dhamma, you want to actually donate to appropriate what they call organization, set up, or religious activity. that can help relieve suffering and help people like Tsuji, then you're going to do. But you do it understanding. You don't do because they say got married. You do because Tsuji is set up like the two words, Tsuji. Tsu is Tsubei, compassion. Ji is Jiuji, means to rescue those in suffering when there is calamity. And then you observe what they do and find out and investigate and really confidently, then you have a lot of joy. But if they have to do all this suffering relief work and all things, then in future you also partake in the karma. When you have problem, people will come and save you and help you. So all these are understanding that you can do. Then if it's really a very wholesome activity, then be generous, understand? You can afford. You cannot afford, then don't. So these are the things that you can do. You can also help to donate to those, what they call certain schools or organizations that really need money, but they will help a lot of people in return. Means like certain school, because rural area, very poor, they need help. Like last time, my parents always went back to China and donate and help. Then this can bring about education to people and give them opportunity to actually come out of those vicious cycle of life. Then they actually can have new hope and potential to live. And these are the people who can contribute to society and the world later on. And when they receive this and have gratitude, they will do like what you do. So all this has a lot of wholesomeness and goodness. Then last one is purify your mind. Means what? You have to do some form of meditation. Either reflection or contemplation or whatever that can bring about understanding. After you do this too, then your virtue, just like what we chant, when you keep your precept. Precept is the source of what? First one, happiness. You will become more happy. When you come to understand that you are doing all this to help people and to help yourself, you have this type of joy inside. You don't believe, You really can help a poor student or a poor guy, even not much money. I tell you, you feel very good. Then you see how he was so grateful, the poor family, come and thank you with the guy. You feel very good. But this is something you can do. It doesn't cost you much. You can afford it. But to them, who is very poor, this is really something that will make a big difference to their life immediately. That's why they will value it. They will treasure it. Then they will have gratitude towards you. So these are the things that you can do. Okay? So after you have done the first one, asking for forgiveness, giving you the acceptance, then you cultivate, keep precept, develop wholesomeness, then purify your mind. You start to accumulate merits. Every time you participate in Buddhist activity, the 10 meritorious sections are all there. Dana, sila, bhavana. What are they? Dana is generosity. You radiate love, metta, that is dana. You donate for printing book, that is dana. Then you donate towards the temple operation and monks retreat and all things, or way place for them to count it. That is dana. That's why all those who donate to this temple, then this temple make all this facility available for us to cultivate. You know how much wholesomeness goes back to them or not? Because we are sincere. We are different type of cultivator. Then they provide such good facility. That's why we must have gratitude, Kanan. Then be willing to like make offering and donate back. Then this money can go back for their activity to help make this place better. Then more people can come and make use of it. Then it can grow. Then it's very wholesome. So the spin-off is there. So all this, once you start to understand, then you come to understand Buddha Dhamma is very simple. Here I ask for forgiveness to break my karmic obstruction. Then there is a possibility of me coming out of my life. The next thing I must do is I must accumulate merits, blessing. understanding, wisdom. So you follow the advice of the Buddha, it helps you to develop all these merits, blessing, and understanding or wisdom. That it protects you by helping you to avoid evil, so that your karma is taken care of. And from there you start. Then you will come to know you are different now, and you feel so much better. All these are very wholesome. When you don't kill, you don't harm, the negative karma will not come and hit you. Where you have goodness, kindness, then like the Buddha said, virtue protects. Virtue is the source of happiness. Oh, then you have it. Then virtue is a source of true wealth. This is your karmic wealth, spiritual wealth. It will come to you. Your merits, your blessing. Then virtue is a source of what? The last one. Peacefulness. Then you become more peaceful, more happy. And then easy to meditate. When you are peaceful, your mind can become silent easily. Understand not? Then after that, when you accumulate enough of this wholesomeness and goodness and blessing and understanding, you must do the third one to come out of your suffering. Third one is what? What is the third thing you must do? Invoke power of merits, understand not? To make aspiration for whatever purpose you want. Aspiration to come out from your suffering, understand not? Let's say you got First Noble Truth, reality suffering. Or on behalf of your loved one, you can actually ask for forgiveness for them. Then use your merit initially, by the power of this wholesomeness that I have developed ever since the day I understand this Buddha Dhamma, like the 10 meritorious section. When you listen to Dhamma, you straighten your view, you transfer merit, share merit. All these are meritorious. We have dana, sila, bhavana. I just start with dana, just our generosity. Sila is to keep your precept. This is also second meritorious section. Bhavana is develop meditation. The fourth one is pay respect, reverential salutation. Or in Mandarin they call it junjing. Is it junjing? Respect, is it junjing? You pay respect, no need money, but limitless merit. Then listen to Dhamma, straightening your view. Then transfer merit, share merit. Then provide service. All the 10 meritorious actions you do well. That's why your virtue will go up. Your karmic inheritance will shoot up. Then when you have this good condition, all your good karma will come. That's why they say, want to stop the money also cannot stop. So you must have good condition. If every day you depressed, miserable, unhappy, you set the condition for what? Negative karma to come on. Because there is a very negative field. And with all the evil root, with all the sadness, that's why they say, when you are miserable, you become more miserable. You don't know how to come out of it. So, everything that you want to turn around, there must be condition for it to turn around. Means you must provide the causes and condition for good karma to come. So once you understand this, then you know the importance of number two, to follow the advice of the Buddha. All Sammasambuddha, when they come, they will give you the same advice. Dhammapada was 183. The third one is to invoke the power of merits. You invoke by the power of this merit. Or wholesomeness. May it arise the causes and condition for you to recover from whatever problem, so that you may recover the good mind state, so that you can continue your cultivation, so that all your suffering can cease, so that you can be given a new chance to live a new life. Then you determine to be heedful. And the aspiration is also at the page 17, if I'm not wrong. Is it 17? So life is very easy when you know how to do it. But when you are deluded, you get trapped inside and you cannot come out of it. So for Polite mother, she suddenly like woke up. Yeah, 痛苦的游戏. Why must you go and play the game of suffering? You like to play. Unless you are a person who is very strange, like to become miserable, to become afflicted. Then there was another incident where I think Christina's sister, the elder sister, also came with the son, also got some problem with the husband and all things. Then 25 years in depression, Christina can tell you that one. How she came out of it. She just came to my house, I think, 2 hours, is it? How many hours, Christine? 2 hours, huh? 2 hours, yeah, I talked to him and the son. Okay, so, and she very smart, huh? She doesn't know English, huh? Mandarin also a little bit, huh? So I had to speak Hokkien. Keep on talking to him, to her. Then she understand, huh? I say it's only a thought, no, it's a suxiong, and just joke a lot and can call. It's only a thought. How come that thought can make you so miserable? Then I say, I use polite word, Lusuka yi jikon yusi, Mandarin word, tong ku de yusi. Suddenly the eye like bright out. Then she got a lot of faith because she saw how Christine changed, Then the son also came along, so the son also benefited. That's why they have a lot of joy. Then Christine saw her so different. Everybody saw her change. Even she went to Tsuji, and Tsuji people also couldn't believe. A lady who is depressed for 25 years, also husband help her and do all those things. Overnight, just like that. So I said, if the husband want to play that game, let him play. You can talk to the husband. I think, for the good of you and me, we stop playing this game. That's how you stop scolding me and I stop having fear. So now I understand it. I don't want to play this game anymore. You want to play, you play alone. Play single. Don't play double. So if you have relationship problem, you finally tell your husband, we resolve this amicably. As a gentleman, if need to separate, we separate, but we resolve it amicably so that you got no hatred, no misunderstanding. You go your way, I go my way. Then we resolve everything. Even after you divorce, you can tell him, you are still the father of the children, I'm still the mother. We will still support and provide so that we don't cause any problem to the children. Sometimes after a while you married, you may have different views and opinions, then you may want to have your own life. Like Long Paul, what did he say? Five times. You heard that? Five times. She destroyed marriage. Five times. Yeah, he was so frustrated he couldn't get the true Dharma. He go cemetery contemplation for 7 years now. Then he do 4 foundation mindful. He already strived so hard now. And yet, no result. Then luckily she met the right teacher. You miss out Noble Eightfold Path. Or then, within that understanding, he actually developed it. Then he became very happy. And then after that, all the 5 wives also, I don't know what happened. Maybe. Oh, he wanted, he didn't. I think 5 times he disrobed. Not married 5 times. Yeah, we heard married, you know. I also heard married, you know. I heard married, you know. Yeah. He said he destroyed and married 5 times. Not important, Maybe your interpretation better. Wanted to never do. That's why remain in the role. But if wanted to never do means he didn't disrobe. That's all. But he said 5 times, he done it. But not important. Yeah, finally, he got the good result. That is more important. And you can feel it. He sounds so cheerful. Almost 80 years old. Full of energy. Full of love. Full of good vibration. Full of humor. Can make you all with so much laughter and joy. That's all. And give you so much faith and confidence. I saw a lot of you all very happy when she blessed you all the time. Oh, everybody. I tell you, if people put some water or cream on your head, you get. But Long Po, Ro, oh, happy. See, human being. So all this is what the mind is all about. So if you know how to apply all this, then you can actually wake up. It's only a thought. How come it has such power to make you so miserable? Understand or not? Then this type of game that bring about suffering, you still want to play or not? You tell your loved one, you want to play, you play alone, single. I don't want to combine with you anymore. Otherwise, miserable. Because the reality, you suffer, I suffer. As long as we don't resolve this misunderstanding and relationship problem, understand not? And the worst is one, I have a lot of them telling me. He said, the wife refused to divorce. He said, I want to punish him. He said, I'm not going to give him the divorce. Become hatred. No? Initially, it's, oh, pato that I love, oh, everything. Then have children. Wow, after children, maybe make money, then behave differently. I got two or three of these ladies who were caught in this. That time they were in very severe traumatic depression. Then people brought them. Then I say, I can only advise you, talk to you and explain to you. You have to do it yourself. Because your life, you want to come out, you come out. You don't want to come out, you can remain and do what you do. So what happened was, I said, if you are interested, then I explain to you. I said, are you a Buddhist? Some are not Buddhist. I said, never mind. These are nature's law, cause and effect. So the Buddhists call it karma. The reason why you end up like that is very likely in the past, you must have done certain thing to hurt people and cause them so much suffering. So now the condition reverse, you become the victim. Then she at first like, got such thing, man? Don't believe her. But after a while, maybe he said, okay, so what? So what? If I done that, what I want you to know is don't hate him anymore. When you do to people, you never say this is wrong. No. When people do to you, you are so angry, you want to punish him and hate him and all that. And you know what she told me or not? Last time, honey. Now he used this word, no? Pardon me. I write, I don't want to pronounce. He said, I don't pronounce this. Oh. He used this word. He said, I so sincerely, so faithfully help him to give birth to three beautiful children. These did this to me, you know. And he said, the worst thing is you ask me to ask for forgiveness. Why? She bit. I said, not from him. I said, from all those former beings. Oh, I said, you got two choices. Continue your way, angry, then call him by this, and do all those things. I said, the end result is, are you happy? She keep quiet. I said, are you happy? She keep quiet. Then, is your husband happy? I punish him, how can he be happy? Then I said, your children also suffer. Oh, then he looked at me. Yeah, I said, my children also crying. I said, because of what happened. And the children can feel or no. And one of them told me, because when the separation thing haven't finished, because like certain people who get what is, they got no other loved one except their children. No. And this one, the children still very young. No. And you know what happened? One of the children, because she actually, I don't know, primary school, she knew something went wrong within the parent, no? And she's so scared, no? Fearful. So in the school, the teacher asked them to write like essay like that, simple one. You know what she write? No? She asked the teacher, teacher, please help me. My parent is going to. he used the word like, the father is going to leave the home. He doesn't know that relationship problem. They always argue. Then the mother one day saw the essay. She just cried. Then she told me, yeah, you're right, right. The children also affected. My parents also affected. My loved one also affected. Just because of what happened to me. Then later I explained to her. Then she came out of it very beautifully. Real life is to resolve issue amicably following what? Nobody faux pas. Understand not? It faux pas. No need to call him by this word. Understand not? No need to get angry. It's an evil word. Instead, ask for forgiveness. Repent. Then determine not to follow this way. Well, this one is a game of suffering. You want to enter competition also, you go for other game. Why you want to play this type of game? And this type of game, no need to pay registration fee. Straight away you go in and play. Because our ignorance is a delusion. So this one I want to share with you today because somebody came and talked to me about her problem. So I say, you need to understand how to apply the Buddha Dhamma. Because to her, she thought, she has done so much thing, sacrificed so much thing, and she tried to be tough. She tried to stand up for everything. And she said, my karma, I take it, is it? Then he tried to help the husband, he said, bring her to see this, see that, then make donation, in his name and all the things. My name don't have, never mind. So you think you sacrifice, you think you did a lot of good things. But these are all thought-based delusion. This is not the real good that the Buddha talked about. The real good is love. You're full of anger, hatred, misery, depressed, fear, worry, anxiety. Then you use your thought to come up with a what they call justification. I have to be strong. I have to be what? Then you say, I don't have attachment to him anymore. But then still bring him to go and see this, see that, then do all the funny thing, and you say you don't have attachment. But it's deep inside, you cannot see. Then all of life is not just this problem. Then you come here to become a human being for what? There are so much things in this world that can give you joy, happiness. That's why I talk about living life with understanding, living life to the fullest. You can experience all of the happiness, wonders, and joy in life. So, why are you trapped in that thought? Then that thought haunts you for so many years and make you miserable and suffer. And yet you cannot see because you never understood the second turning of the first noble truth. This noble truth of suffering is to be understood. You are holding on to that, suffering and miserable, and yet the no, and yet you think you are strong. You got no attachment, you got what? That is from the thought, it's not from understanding. There is no clarity, no awareness. So all this mind state inside make you very, very miserable. That's why bottle up. Then one day it will explode. Then it will also lead to depression. Because that same tape recorder, cocoon of thought, keep on repeating, keep on repeating. Then it constantly creates fear. So Sabha Sutta says, things that are not fit for attention, don't pay attention. That's why you become miserable. Because whatever thing that you pay attention or give it a thought, if it's wrong thought, it will lead to all the fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, unhappiness, suffering, affliction. Then why do you still pay attention to it? If you want to be happy, you must pay attention to the Four Noble Truths and the Three Turning. That's why reflect what is suffering. Then when you experience and really know that this is suffering, this is the game that you shouldn't play anymore. Then free your mind, come out. Then ask yourself, what can you do? Then you follow these three steps. I guarantee you, within 2-3 months, your life is different, you change, you will come out of it. Okay? So, make a note. So that you know how to apply the teaching, the Noble Truth. Okay? Give it a break.